Good morning. On Sunday, the 6th of February, 2022, the readings for today are from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And I want us to consider this passage from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 5. And it's a passage that we may well be familiar with, and it's about Jesus speaking to the multitude, but he's speaking to the multitude from the position of one of the boats of the fishermen. Let me read from verse 1. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him, talking about Jesus, to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And that's ending at the end of verse 3. So here is Jesus trying to talk to a multitude. And when you're by the seashore, it can get very difficult because, you know, the people are maybe all in a line, and but you've got the water behind you and you're going to get wet. You can't really address the people properly. So Jesus does a practical thing. He gets into one of the boats and asks Simon just to push it away from the side a wee bit. Now, it's a lake, it's not the sea. And the difference is the sea has tides and the sea has waves. But in a lake, it's flat, predominantly flat. And so it was easy just to push away from the shore so that he could then see the multitude, the crowd, and he could address and speak to the crowd. But then the story goes on that Jesus, you know, it says here in verse 4, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answers and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. And it goes on in the story about how he does what he's told, although he lets down a net as opposed to all his nets. And there is a great load of fish that is caught, and they bring the other boats together, and nearly all the boats are sinking. And this is what it says in verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. And I want us to think about, what is it that Peter saw? What did Peter see? Now you got to remember that Peter was a fisherman. Peter lived by the lake and lived and worked on the lake in a boat, catching fish. As a fisherman, he would have been aware of what the water was like. He would have been aware of where the fish would gather. He would be aware of being able perhaps to use tricks of the trade and maybe putting out some bait and watching the fish bite, knowing that that was the place to fish. Peter was an expert. Jesus was speaking to the crowd, and yes, he was speaking the good news, the gospel to them. He was teaching them and he was telling them. And we're not told what he taught. But perhaps Simon Peter and the other disciples, or the people who were going to become the other disciples, had heard about Jesus. But here they were listening to him, watching him. And at the same time, they were mending their nets because they were fishermen. But the same Jesus then tells them how to do their job. And that perhaps is why Simon Peter only threw out one net and not all his nets, because he was doubtful, apprehensive, skeptical. And you know, you and I would be no different, because so many of us are experts in our own field. And we don't like it when people tell us how perhaps we should do our job. And perhaps They may tell us to do something and it works, and that we just so often get caught up in pride. But it says here that when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees. Because remember, Jesus was sitting in the boat. Jesus hadn't moved. He'd just given Peter and Simon Peter instructions. And he cast the boat out and then cast the nets in and caught the fish. Jesus was in the boat the whole time that this was taking place. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He realized, perhaps in that instant, perhaps it had to do with things that he'd heard, but he'd realized that this man knew things. This man was able to provide for him and his family, his household, and his friends' households in ways that they weren't able to do. Let me go back and read what it says. Verse 5, "But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they'd done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink." They got a catch which was abundant, overflowing, greater than both boats. This is clearly not something that they were used to. And so Simon Peter saw in Jesus something that was special, something that was precious. But when he saw whatever it was that he saw in Jesus, he was so aware of who he was. He was so aware that he just did not deserve to be in the presence of this man. And so he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." And I suppose what I want us to consider and what I want to ask you is, how do you see Jesus? How do you see God the Father? How do you see the Holy Spirit? How do you see God? Is God somebody that you talk to, that you call upon, that you complain to, that you accuse? And yes, I say accuse because many people point the finger at God when things happen in their lives that they can't understand. When people perhaps die, they blame God. And surely that's not the attitude of someone who's going to say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." What is our experience of God? How do we relate to him? Are we aware of who he is, of what he has done, of what he can do? Or are we arrogant and proud, self-sufficient, relying on what we can do, relying on me, myself, and I, rather than on Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And remember what it says here. It says when Simon Peter saw it, saw what? He saw a miracle. He saw a fishing experience that they weren't able to achieve on the words of a man who was a preacher. And his response was the correct response because he realized who Jesus was and he realized who he was in himself. But again, how often do we see things? Do we see miracles and yet we turn away? We maybe don't believe it or we try and explain it away. We need to be careful, church. We need to be careful that we see God for who he is. And we give him the praise and the glory for the things that he does in our lives. We need to be careful that we don't become proud and arrogant and thinking that we don't really need him. I pray that that is not your view today. I pray indeed that you realize your own inadequacies and how much you need God. Now, obviously, when we come to God, we don't stay in that place, because if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But in a very real way, we only come into that situation whenever we realize who Jesus is and what he has done. And so we've got to come to that place of no longer being dependent on our own life and the way that we did things, but trusting in Jesus and receiving the new life, receiving his righteousness and being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that we can stand before God. And again, it's not that we stand before God because look at me, see what I can do, but it's more, I can stand before God because look at me, see what Jesus has done. Because it all points to Jesus. So what is your reaction when you read this story? How would you have reacted if you were Simon Peter? How do you react to the things of God? I pray that you have already reacted to him and believed him and accepted him as your own personal Lord and Savior. But if you haven't, then please do so now. For then and only then will you be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.